Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Man, do we have a hodgepodge of stories. My editor sent me over some stuff to look over, and I was like, you know, because we do these editorial meetings, and Tiffany was like, you know, Kevin, look these over. And I got to tell you, interesting. So one of the first one was, and this was from Jesse Waters of Fox News. He says that the FBI rigged the 2020 election. And My editor sent me a note that says, file this under duh. And I thought, well, Fox News has apparently lifted the ban on election deniers when I read the story. Or, you know, and they had a clip of Jesse Waters talking about it. Because one of their very own, the Jesse Waters now, recognizes the obvious. See, it is obvious that the 2020 election was stolen. I'm not going to get into it, but because you need to go listen to my previous shows, and I say it and I prove it, and I'm about to prove it in the form of a movie. Anyway, exposing folks what most sane Americans have realized since the day after the coup, guised as a 2020 presidential election occurred, Jesse Waters publicly said that the FBI rigged the election. And my first thought was, welcome to the party, pal. No kidding. So Fox News has not covered this. Other networks have called us election deniers because they got to give us labels. They got to make you're an election denier. You don't believe you're against the Republic. We're the ultra magas. We're magas and ultra magas, and they have all the reason to have disdain for us. And you know what happens when you fight, when you go, call me that, proud ultra maga. It loses everything for them. Let me tell you what Biden's going to lose in. You want to know? Biden wants people to believe that there's a MAGA element to the Republican Party. But Joe Biden is too stupid to know, in that brain dead, you know, a dead brain of his, is the Republican Party is MAGA. It is about making America great again. It's not about Trump. Trump just knows the slogan. So he thinks that he's going to demonize us and we're going, I don't want to be part of the MAGA. Now, they did it with the Tea Party. They got it. They were successful. And a bunch of chumps out there gave up the Tea Party. Don't say Tea Party. I remember when we had Tea Party Community, the first social media site, non-social media site for leftists, or social media site for non-leftists, I should say. And couldn't get anybody to come over. Why? Well, Kevin, I mean, that Tea Party name, my Tea Party name. Idiots. Whatever. Next one. Here was a story. This was in the Gateway Pundit. Elon Musk shares that the world needs oil and gas to keep civilization from crumbling. And I thought, this is ironic. California banning gasoline cars, even without the grid, to keep them charged. Meanwhile, Elon Musk, the biggest seller of electric vehicles, is warning people that we still need oil and gas. Now, I don't know if you saw this. There was a graphic going around about what somebody was charged to replace the battery in their Chevy Volt. Did you guys see this? The battery costs more than the car. And when I tell you this, I don't think they make the Volt anymore, but I saw like 2018 on down, and you could get a used Volt. The used Volt, the highest price I saw for the 2018 used Volt was $24,000. So it costs more to buy the battery for a Volt than it costs to buy the 2018 version of the Volt, which that may be the last year it was made. I don't know. I really don't. So, think about the use. I tell people, when you're a strategist and a futurist, you look at what's the domino effect of this. Well, let me ask you this. If you know that, would you go buy, if somebody said, Kevin, I got a Tesla, and it's a 2015, and I'm going to let it go for cheap. I'll give it to you for 20K or 10K. If you could get a Tesla for 10K, a 2015, sounds like a bargain, doesn't it? Yeah, until you find out what it costs to replace the battery. You're not getting that car for 10K. Now, we did a story not long ago of a girl. Her dad bought her a car for 14 grand or something like that, and or 16 grand or something like that, and to replace the battery is another 14 grand. Now, what do you think is going to happen in the used car market? I mean, as I said, I'm not buying one. So what happens in California when that's all there is left? You know, because they're transitioning. There's, I think there are three states now who've joined California to say by 2035 or whatever the year, we're going to be all electric. What's going to happen? I mean, forget about the idea of brownouts, blackouts, disposal of the batteries, etc. What's going to happen when there's no used car market because people are going, I will go buy that 2002 VW Beetle before I buy an electric car. Just, I'm curious. When the battery costs more to replace than your vehicle, for all intents and purposes, you should just buy two vehicles and wait for the battery to fail. I mean, I don't know what these things cost. And I know they're trying to offer subsidies on all of them, and you know I don't know that industry, and I'm not even trying to study it right now. But I know this: I would not buy a used electric car right now unless I did a full battery test, or the person that sells me the car says I'm going to warranty this battery for X number of years. By the way, that car that I saw that was being sold for, had to get the battery of 29,000. It had 70,000 miles on it. Can you imagine driving a car? Let's say you bought the car for 40 grand, and at the 70,000 mile mark, it was going to cost you almost $30,000 to do maintenance on it. We're not talking about a luxury car, a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or a Bugatti or something like that. We're talking about a regular old car. Not that I even rationalize spending 30 grand for maintenance on a Ferrari. I think that's a ripoff. Well, Kevin, it's a fine-tuned machine. I owned one years ago. It's fine-tuned, but it's just a car. Anyway, we got a lot more stories when we get back. But this one really gets me because this has far-reaching implications that I don't think a lot of people have thought about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Chris Rock supposedly turned down the Oscars. Doesn't want to re-up for another year to potentially get slapped. I readily accept. If they want a funny guy to do the Oscars, that, whether Chris was right to bait Will Smith is a whole other discussion. But I'll put it to you this way. If I'm up there telling jokes and you come up to slap me, you better know some kung fu. You know what I'm saying? And you better know it well. You better be Kwachang Kang. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Actually, Kwachang Kang would get his butt kicked, too. Glad you guys are here. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So we're going to be performing pretty much all over the country. We've got a date in Tampa, Florida, for those of you. October the 20th in Tampa, Florida. The Palladium Theater is actually in St. Pete. Tell all your friends. You got plenty of time. Start getting tickets. Go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/comedy. You'll see the date. Get booked. You're going to have a blast. And tell your friends. That theater seats 800 people. I'd love to see that thing packed. But here's what I will do. I will put a runway up there for anybody that wants to charge the stage. Tim is a former Marine. Brad has a black belt in Taekwondo. and I'm battering both of them. So I don't want to tell people to do the wrong thing, but I kind of welcome it. One of my friends, he said to me when we did our event here locally, he goes, "Kev, I'll rush the stage." And I said, "Don't do it." He goes, "No, man, let's do it. Let's do it." I go, "I'm not staging a rushing of the stage on me at my comedy event." This is right after the Chris Rock thing. He's like, it'll be like, get a lot of news and all. I'm like, you don't get it. If you genuinely rush the stage, that'll get news. If you want to stage it, no. Now, we could have done it as a joke and made fun about it. And I'm happy to set something up like that, but come on, whatever. Anyway, I hope if you are in the voice area, the voice area of my show in Tampa, Sarasota, please, I'm on Salem there at late at night, but a lot of people get this. Get tickets. You're going to have a blast. We did this before. It was 6-7 years ago, and it was amazing. I mean, you people left that listened to me, that came to the show. I can tell you this, as God is my witness, people were like, "Kevin, the funniest show." And it was. It was absolutely hysterical. It was a great show. So, yes, I hope that you guys can make it and tell a few friends, because that's our largest theater to date. We had 230 seats. The average theater is just probably over 400 seats that we're scheduled to do. This is the largest. And great location. I love the Palladium. So, again, I hope I see you there. Anyway, Chris Rock, he did turn down the Oscars, so I just thought it's worth having a conversation about, because it does remind us of the volatility. What's this? Something's messing with my voice. The volatility of leftists. They can't take jokes. They want one-sided humor that only speaks to whatever they want to speak to. They're just rotten people. And Will Smith, it's funny, I see all these articles, Will Smith is trying to overcome it, Will is on the road to recovery, blah, blah, blah. Will is in a relationship where he's cuckolded, and his wife didn't want to marry him, and I don't know, maybe they were the Hollywood couple. They got the most screwed up kids on the planet. They can tell you, "Oh, our kids are blah, blah, blah." Their kids are screwed up. They're screwed up. Now, how do you measure? We've all got issues. If you've got kids, you've got issues. But I'm going to tell you, if you're a leftist and you're raising kids, you've got massive, massive issues. Whew. I keep smelling something. I think it's on the fabric of my clothes. I'm very sensitive. I'm very sensitive these days to smells. It's funny. I can't wear cologne. I don't even use scented soaps. And it just like clogs up my nasal passages and my navel passages. But yeah, I can't even use scented anything with a scent. I just can't handle it. And I don't know if I'm getting old. I might be getting old. What else we got in news? Oh, here's what Newt Gingrich said. He says the FBI raid was part of a plan to indict Trump and then establish a politically hostile D.C. jury. And I believe that. Democrats have failed to bring down Trump at every turn. Have you guys seen the graphic? They go year by year. Trump defeated him. Trump defeated him. Or they tried to get him. They tried to get him. They tried to get him. Every year, year after year. Couldn't get him. So they deposed him in a coup. And then, now they're fabricating all this story around this coup. And every time you get a little closer to breaking down, they get nervous. Oh, Lord, they're going to find out the truth. So they call us election deniers. They got a name for us. And we keep forging along. And it bugs the heck out of them. Keep being an election denier. I promise you, you're on the side of righteousness. Now, I know that there are many people believe that the coup that happened on election day, leftists actually accomplished their goal of getting rid of Trump. But it's not the case. And this is why I harp on this quite a bit. I love when Democrats think, okay, we finally got him. Yeah, we got him. And then they find out, nope, he's still there. Trump remains, listen to me closely, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, the leader of the free world, even though he's been deposed. And instead of living in another land, like most deposed you know, kings or rulers or whatever you want to call him, Trump remains firmly entrenched in the midst of his enemies at Mar-a-Lago. And these desperate Democrats turned their attack dogs, the FBI, on Trump. And what happened? The plan backfired. Democrats, instead of getting rid of Trump, they are martyring this man. There are people who were on the fence with Trump. They were kind of like, you know, I mean, I don't dislike him. I mean, he got things done, but I don't like his stuff. And they are now going, you know what? I'm for the guy. Let me tell you, it's empathy. The minute you put yourself in the place of somebody, you go, now I get it. Now I understand why Trump is so mean-spirited. It's deserved. It's earned. They go after him. He's going to be doubly tough to root out. And I'm going to just say this because most people aren't willing to say it. Impossible. Trump is not going away. God will have to take Trump away. Now, that being said, that's not going to stop the Democrats from trying. And as Newt Gingrich suggests, Democrats very well may push the envelope and indict Trump. I don't think they're going to do it. But it is a possibility, and I have a friend, we got to bet on it. He says they will. But regardless, let me tell you, they will never quit stacking the deck against Trump. But not before he begins chipping away at him. And we can only hope, folks, that he's got a few tricks up his sleeves just in case Democrats do go DEFCON 1.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Danielle is expected to meander during the next few days, so says the National Hurricane Center after the storm system formed in the Atlantic. Over 1,000 Delta Airlines pilots are picketing in front of major airports across the United States in the hopes of advancing contract negotiations. One airport where pilots are picketing is Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, where Captain Jason Ambrosi with the Airline Pilots Association International says negotiations have been slow on a number of issues.
Until we have a new contract, we'll keep the foot on the gas and send a message to the Delta that the pilots are unified and they're in their resolve to get a contract.
This comes as many Americans prepare to travel over the Labor Day weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News. A historic space launch that had to be rescheduled is now set for this weekend.
NASA is targeting 2:17 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, September 3rd, for the launch of the Artemis 1 moon rocket. The launch from Kennedy Space Center in Florida has a two-hour launch window for the next attempt. Monday's launch was scrubbed due to weather delays and mechanical failures on the launch pad.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Multiple buses in Chicago with illegal immigrants from Texas arrived on Wednesday. One Venezuelan illegal immigrant says his main request is for a place to stay.
We just crossed the border from Mexico yesterday, and they say that we were going to be assisted here, and that's not true.
Chicago is the latest city targeted by Texas Governor Greg Abbott's attempt to draw attention to the southern border crisis by sending buses to big cities. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
American people deserve to know what the information is. I gotta say, I believe you're gonna see at least a dozen FBI officials, including Ray, go to prison over this. This is treason. This is nothing short of treason. They knew exactly what these documents were. They knew exactly who the Chase County Party members were. They knew exactly how the Bidens had been compromised financially. Ray had nothing to do with Hunter's drug problem, his sexual depravity, none of that. This had 100% that our existential threat to our nation, it had compromised a political candidate, and the American people deserve to know that information on a timely basis. The agents that suppressed this has had to go all the way up to the top. And I've got to tell you, this is going to be, I thought the invasion of the southern border was always going to be the first article of impeachment. I may be now convinced that it's going to be this, but if I predict now, you're going to see a dozen FBI officials go to jail over what we've just learned in the last 48 hours.
Well, if there's truly justice in America, Steve Bannon is right. That was an interview that he did, I believe, on Rudy Giuliani's show, and he's talking about this rogue FBI. But it's not just a rogue FBI, rogue CIA, rogue NSA. It's a rogue government. It's a rogue government that's mad that Donald Trump is showing you the unveiling of what's really behind the curtain, and it's not good for us. These people take complete advantage of the citizenry, and they want us just to take it. Welcome, folks. I should say welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. There's an article in the American Spectator, and he references the Washington Examiner, but here's what the guy wrote. So there's supposed to be a one-time moderate Democrat now morphed into a far-left progressive president saying this of what was said to be, according to the Washington Examiner, a million-dollar fundraiser. Joe Biden said without the least sense of irony, what we're seeing now is either the beginning of the death knell of an extreme MAGA philosophy. It's not just Trump. It's the entire philosophy that underpins the I'm going to say something. It's like semi-fascism. Now, what's most interesting about this is that Biden and his team have been publicly trying to denounce people that have the, quote, MAGA philosophy, which let's just all say it together. This is nothing more than Tea Party. And they want to destroy it. They've made Trump the target, but he's just the middleman because you got to be smart, conservatives, and understand Democrats want you gone. They're using Trump as the tool, but it's not about Trump. And that's what really upsets me when people go, we've got, dude, this Donald Trump, man, we've got to just get rid of Trump. We've got to get, you know, maybe it's DeSantis. And I'm going, you don't get it. You get rid of Trump, you get rid of us.
I'm trying to put this as clearly to people as you can possibly understand. If they can make you get rid of a guy who performed like Donald Trump, they can make you do anything. And I keep putting it this way. How long would it take you as a conservative to get rid of Joe Biden if he were your representative? How long? Did I even get to finish the sentence before you were like, are you kidding? Gone. But what do the left do? They rally around a buffoon, a moron who is brain damaged, who's a puppet. They rally around this guy as if he is Caesar himself. And then they convince us to take a dude who has been in a gladiator pit so many times, you can't even count it, and won, and we're like, oh, we gotta get rid of Donald Trump. And you don't see the correlation. It's mind-boggling to me. Forget what you think about Donald Trump for just a second and look at it metaphorically and tell me, do you not see the silliness of this? The MAGA philosophy. Folks, this isn't about Trump. This is about people that care about this country. This is about you and me, the people who dare fight. Who say, you're not going to fix elections. You're not just going to arbitrarily make me pay for something because you decide it's time for the government to get my money. And I could go, how many things could I list that you feel like are an affront? Yeah, don't even get me started about this crazy Chinese bioweapon, this Wu flu, where everybody lost their freaking minds. I'm going to tell you, I'm this close, my fingers are very close together, I'm this close to being ashamed of America. The idea that we will allow somebody to take away our freedoms, that we will allow a clown to come in and implement Alinsky better than anybody before him and take away our freedoms. And we just, well, okay, well, whatever. I mean, it is a virus that kills nobody. And then argue, well, Kevin, you're wrong. That virus was really dangerous and the vaccines and Have you people lost it? Well, since when somebody please explain to me since when this government work for us, literally work for the citizenry and say, you know what, this is what's going to be best for the citizenry, because I'm going to give you the time frame. It was a 4-year period between 2016 and 2020, because everything else going back into the 1980s has not been for us. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. If you disagree with me, give me a call, 844-551-8255, or go to the website. Contact me there. Love to talk to you. Anyway, MAGA philosophy. The guy goes on, he says, so MAGA, which if anyone's really paying attention, is about, you ready? Distinctly all American beliefs like capitalism, free speech, racial equality, free and honest elections, peace through strength, make America great again, and now, and more, as he says, now, semi-fascism. Says same old, used by Biden, the old psychological game of projection, accusing your opponent of what you yourself are the living embodiment of. And he defines it, the term fascism, according to Merriam-Webster, a political philosophy, movement, or regime, such as the fascisti, that exalt nations and often race above the individual, and that stands for a centralized autocratic government headed by a dictatorial leader, severe economic and social regimentation, forcible suppression of opposition. Does any of that sound familiar to you? He says, or perhaps to turn to the famous 20th century exponent of the Austrian school of economics, Ludwig von Mises, who defined fascism as a philosophy that, quote, suppressed all dissenting views. Can you say FBI and Facebook or Twitter or the New York Post? So he's making the correlation between the collusion of FBI with Facebook and Twitter banning a story for the New York Post that happened to be true about Hunter Biden. And he says, so let's go through the vividly on display Biden fascism that has been thrust upon Americans. Severe and economic social regimentation is a central characteristic of fascism. Well, pray tell. We have all those Biden Fauci lockdowns, mask, vaccine regimens. Bennett, if not ordering that severe economic and social regimentation be imposed forcibly on every American? Fascism, quote, exalts race above the individual. Again, what pray tell is identity politics, critical race theory, and more far-left racism that has been the building block of Biden's party from slavery to segregation, been about, if not to exalt race above the individual. Biden himself exemplifies this aspect of fascism by demanding that his appointees be selected not by qualification, but by race. Not to mention when he blurted to the African American radio host Charlemagne the God. Well, I tell you what, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or for Trump, then you ain't black. He says, thus speaks fascism. Forcible suppression of opposition? Can you say Mar-a-Lago? Can you say the killing of January 6th peaceful, unharmed protester Ashley Babbitt? Fascists chimed in the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, are using threats of violence. The guy's incredulous. He says, what are you talking about? On January 6th, Trump called his supporters to protest, quote, peacefully and patriotically, not fascist. But 500 riots in American cities by Black Lives Matter and Antifa leftists, riots that caused multiples of deaths and billions of dollars of destructions and not a peep. And who helped to bail out the rioting fascist? Joe Biden's presidential running mate, Kamala Harris, and his own staff. Just giving you some perspective, folks. You're in a war, and you better start fighting back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great.
This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What's up, semi-fascist, MAGA, and ultra-MAGA supporters of America? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, I happen to be among you. I proudly wear whatever banner the Democrats want to put on me. You want to call me an election denier? I'll take it. You want to call me a climate denier? I'll take it. You want to call me a semi-fascist, ultra-MAGA? I'll take it. I don't care. You can call me whatever you want because I know what I am. And what I am is a person who loves this country. I want it to be what it's meant to be for everybody. And I will do whatever it takes to push back against these demagogues, these American-hating, true fascists, racist, sexist pigs, and otherwise skanks. Let's be clear. Because you're gonna get a fight from me. Welcome again, folks. Glad you're here. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We are doing everything we can. The Unapologetically American Comedy Tour is more needed than ever. And if you're in Tampa, Florida, October the 20th, that's our next date. November the 12th, I believe we're in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And you want to come see the show. I'm ranting now. Typically we're a little bit more fun loving on the show today, but I'm upset a bit because I'm sick of these Democrats calling us what they are and not getting pushed position. Well, I shouldn't say that because you know what? Many of us are absolutely pushing back. You're finally waking up and saying, you know what, I'm not going to take this anymore. And good for you. I'm glad there are many, many more people getting in a fight, but there are too many others who are still complacent. Now, we don't need to get angry about it. But what we do need to get angry about is when we go for peaceful and patriotic protests on January the 6th and they demagogue it and call it a riot and an insurrection. We have to push back and we have to say that anybody who would dare use that language against peaceful protesters need to be out of office. The very same people who will let Black Lives Matter and Antifa do whatever they want. Are you sick of it? Because I am. I brought up Biden's rally the other day and what struck me was the attendance, and I learned that the count was 3,600 people, and that's huge for Biden. And I said to myself, there's no way Biden can draw 3,600 people. And I jokingly said, what do? They go to like a college or what? Well, Scott McKay, the American Spectator, here's what he wrote. Last Thursday, Joe Biden went all the way to Rockville, Maryland, an entire 13.83 miles from the White House, to mingle with, quote, average Americans at a high school. What I tell you? The Democrats have gotten to the point of desperation that they can't even go to a college or university. You want to know why? Those kids are free to say, I ain't going to see that old clown. So they go to a high school where they've got a captive audience of high schoolers. And they sprinkle in a few people behind Joe Biden. Did you ever see any clips of the people in the audience? I didn't. The only camera angle is behind them. They get 50 people. They put them behind Joe Biden. They get a rally full of high school kids that they say you get a free day. I don't know what they gave them, but probably a bunch of Nikes or something, and said, come on out and cheer for Joe Biden. That's what they did. He said, and the speech he gave to the assembled multitudes, almost 3,600, which might be a record attendance for a Joe Biden rally, he drove the national political debate directly into the gutter. Mister, I'm going to unite the nation, and as I talked about earlier, essentially he called us a bunch of semi-fascists. And this guy goes on, he says, at a fundraiser, by the way, this is an expensive fundraiser, before giving a speech plagiarized, at least in spirit, he said, from the howlings of the 20th century's worst demagogues, Dirty Joe said his political opponents are guilty of semi-fascism. He then went in front of a crowded gym full of Democratic activists and lionized Maryland's pet Republican governor, Larry Hogan, as the antidote to populist conservatism. Let me tell you something, folks. If we let Joe Biden sell their fascism over what we represent, shame on us. Here's what they said. There are not many real Republicans anymore, Joe Biden said, directing his attention towards Governor Larry Hogan. Says that we can deal with. We disagree, but at least he's within the mainstream of the Republican Party. I respect conservative Republicans. I don't respect these MAGA Republicans. Later, he was asked what semi-fascism meant, and here's what he says. You know what it means. And the guy says, actually, Dirty Joe, we don't know what you mean, but we can guess. And he goes, and what I like about this article is, I didn't know this about Kathy Hochul. It says, in the context of Kathy Hochul, New York's awful stands for affluent white female urban leftist governor, who otherized more than 5 million of her fellow New Yorkers and demanded they decamp from Florida. We can guess what Biden means. And in case you don't understand that reference, Hochul said she doesn't want Republicans in New York. Leave. She wants the 5 million registered Republicans in New York to leave. In the context of Charlie Crist, the Democrat nominee for governor of Florida, who was, like Hochul, formerly a Republican, who announced that he doesn't want the votes of any Republicans in that state because they're, quote, hateful. He says, we can guess what Biden means in the context of the dreadful bureaucrat Michael Hayden, whose history as the head of the CIA and other shady governmental agencies contained a long line of offenses against the civil rights of Americans, who endorsed a ridiculous tweet by British journalist Edward Luce, who claimed that he, quote, never come across a political force more nihilistic, dangerous, and contemptible than today's Republicans. We can guess what Biden means. In other words, this guy's giving you pure examples of mainstream Democrats who are blatantly calling you what you're not. He says, we will leave aside the most obvious takeaway from this, which is the predictably obnoxious projection that Team Biden accusing anyone else of extremism or semi-fascism constitutes. Perhaps that'll be the subject of the next column in this space. He says, more urgently for our purposes is this. The left in America and the Democratic Party specifically is systematically otherizing its political opposition. I was interviewed by a guy the other day, and he says to me, you know, Kevin, I don't like being called racist, blah, blah, blah. And I stopped him. I said, let me tell you something. He says, we're not bigots. I said, I'm a bigot. And he stopped and he kind of looked, I said, I am a bigot. I'm a bigot against stupidity. I said, I have biases. I'm a human being. I'm all of that. And I proudly exhibit these things. I don't like stupid people. Now, that's not to say I don't like you if you don't understand the subject. I'm stupid in a lot of things. But here's what I'm not stupid enough to do. I'm not stupid enough to present myself as an expert when I'm stupid at something. I'm more curious. I'm like, well, tell me how that works. Well, what Democrats are stupid about is they're stupid about politics. They present themselves as experts. All they give you is nothing but emotional gobbledygook, and they want to pretend that they know what's right. They blindly follow people that you would never follow outside of politics. Take Biden outside of politics and tell me you follow him at anything. But somehow they put him in power and he's deemed over us? That's ridiculous to me. He says, this is more cancel culture at work. They've been trying to cancel culture for a decade, and it's reached diminishing returns because the populace has wised up. People aren't allowing themselves to be canceled like they used to be. And let me tell you, I'm proud to be one of the forerunners. Fox News, screw yourselves. I don't need your job. If it means that I have to lie to myself and lie to people and, oh, no, they aren't skanks, I take it back. You know, people accusing people of blatantly lying about a man's past because somebody wants to get rid of him for political expediency. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that. America, welcome to character. Welcome to principle. That's what this is about. And we should be firmly support. Do you realize I was working on a project and a guy did research on me, and the friend of mine who says, trying to get me to lead the project, says, Kevin, the guy did research on you and here's what he found. And I'm like, I proudly stand behind that. I don't care. What do you mean that's what he found? He found that I have character? He found that I'm willing to stand up on principle? That should be a badge of freaking honor. But you know what? In academia and in certain circles, well, they're scared of you. Well, they better be, because I'm not backing down.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.